The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Easter, everybody. Okay, so I messed up last week. I forgot to schedule the broadcast for last Sunday, so I got on the air and nobody was there. It was really kind of funny. Okay, so the other thing that's been happening lately, which is also kind of interesting, is that I had a lot of other people that are readers and astrologers and the like that have asked to be a guest on my program. So, you know, my program is not designed for that. And the reason I'm telling you all that right now is that there are others, probably some other amazing intuitives out there that would like to be a guest on my program, but that's not why I do the program. I do the program specifically so I can answer questions for people. And there are frequently times where I have people call me and they just don't have the money to squeak out a full reading with me. They just don't. And so what I do from time to time is I actually allow those people to have priority and be one of my first few callers on the program to ask a specific question. And so, and that's why I've done this program. I do this program for basically three reasons. First, I do it so that it sort of validates and gives credential to what I do. So since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, I've hosted Psychic View since 2003, but I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2010, and there are over 400 broadcasts of my program on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, that's probably enough to enhance my credibility and for people to make the decision to actually book a session with me or book me for a special event or trade show. But I do it specifically for the second reason, is that there are people out there that just need a question answered. And so this venue I sponsor specifically to answer that one specific question. So the questions that are basically not allowed are, what do the cards hold for me? That's a full session, right? Or what does the universe want to tell me? Well, that's a full session, all right? A specific question about career, about your love life, about what is your, what's the next thing you might need to do to bring more abundance to you? Whatever it is, a very specific question. That's why I do the program. And the third reason I do this program is because I love doing this program. And, you know, when you do what you love, you attract to you more of the things that you love. So I love doing this program. I love my regular callers. Y'all know who you are because you call in. And I have over 450 regular callers to this program. So I'm providing a service, and that's why I do it. And so here it is on Easter, where this is the day where we forgive all of the people out there that are not as evolved as we are. We just forgive them, let it go. We create our own rebirth, right? And we step forward into our true power. So the best way to live your life is to keep an affirmation in your head of something that you want to have happen. Sometimes it's simple as the words peace and harmony. I want peace and harmony in my life, which means that you can't keep going into situations that cause you drama, right? So you have to change your behavior. But think about today, and this is an old throwback saying from the 70s, and I'm just dating myself here, but today is the first day of the rest of your life. If you can look at every single day that way when you wake up and you say that to yourself, and then you say the affirmation that you most want to draw to you, say it's peace and harmony. Today is the first day of the rest of my life in peace and harmony. Just saying. The other thing is that we find ourselves getting so messed up in our head about the shoulda, woulda, couldas. And remember, when you worry about the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety. So the only power you have is right here in this moment, which is why the tagline of my program is awareness is everything. So when you get to the point of being aware, everything makes a difference. One more announcement before I start going to the phone calls. I will be at the Real Estate Expo this next Saturday, the 22nd. So for those of you who are locals, or if you guys want to just fly into Vegas and see me in person, I'm actually working one of the booths there. And if you pay attention to my Mystic Mona page on Facebook or my Mona Van Joseph page on Facebook, I will be announcing what booth number I will be in as soon as they let me know which one it is. And I'm going to be there for a real estate company that is looking to show you some of the best of what Vegas has to offer. So heads up for that. I'm going to be doing a personal appearance where you can stop by and have a quick, free, mini reading with me. And that's Saturday at the Orleans here in Las Vegas. And I will be scheduled at the booth from noon to 3. So just won't let you go that. All right, so I'm going to look for the callers that had specifically asked me to be on the radio program today. Now, I'm going to look for the people that called in the order that they reached out to me. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question?
My specific question is my landlord going to continue to help me for the next couple months with my rent because I'm behind?
Okay, so the question is, will your landlord help you with the next couple of months of rent because you're behind?
Yeah, to help me make payment arrangements so I can catch up.
Okay, so here's what the first thing I want to tell you is that your landlord can be kind of a dick. All right? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's start with that.
Yeah.
So you need to present something that would be worthwhile to him in order to work with you on the payments. And that means that you're going to have to be willing to make an effort. This is nothing illegal, immoral, or fattening. All right? What it is that you go to him and you say, look, I have money coming later this month. I will start paying you as soon as the money starts coming in. And I'm asking you if there's a way that I can work off the value of some of the rent by maybe cleaning some of the other apartments or helping you with the phones. Because, frankly, I don't have it right. You just say it. You just be flat out honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I don't have it right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And you say, look, I'm willing to clean apartments for you. I'm willing to man your phones for you. I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do as comparable value toward payment of the rent.
Okay. I've been paying them every 2 weeks, so it's just that I'm paying. Yeah.
Well, as long as you keep paying them, I don't think they can kick you out, but I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
The other thing I would recommend is one of the charities that I volunteer for here in Las Vegas is Help of Southern Nevada, all right?
Okay.
So they can probably help you with other ways of supporting yourself. Like they might be able to help you with food stamps.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But what I would do is I would reach out to Help of Southern Nevada tomorrow and let them know your situation and that you just need a few months' help to get you back
okay.
moving forward again. And
okay.
Here's the thing. But the very first phone call, as long as you're making payments, I don't think they
yes.
can kick you out. But if you step up
okay.
and also say, hey, I'm willing to work off the value of the rent by maybe helping
okay.
you clean apartments or answering the phone for you.
Okay.
Because the thing is that it will keep you busy, which is exactly what you need right now, because you have way too much idle time here.
Okay.
You need more to do, girl.
Oh, it's not me. I'm working my butt off. I work. My husband got laid off in November. I drive the city bus in Las Vegas. I
okay.
work overtime.
So
and
what?
Extra
what I
hours.
Mean? Okay. Here's
yeah,
the thing is that when I say you need more to do, if your husband
okay.
has been laid off and he can still talk on the
yeah.
phone, then
yeah.
he could be somebody that could answer the phone calls for the apartment complex. So maybe that's
okay.
the person I'm getting that doesn't have enough to do.
There you go. That's 100.
Because somebody here is being, between you and me, just us girlfriends,
yeah.
your husband is... he's depressed about the fact that he was let go from the job, which is a total fact,
yes.
okay? But
yes.
there's other things he can do which he's not paying attention to. And I will tell you right now, you see, I don't think there's such a thing as an accident, Sandy. I think there's a reason you're calling me, all right? So
yes.
I'm going to tell you this right now, that if
mm-hmm.
your husband would just put his boxers on, get dressed,
mm-hmm.
shave, and haul his butt down to TELUS International, which is a call center on the corner of Sahara and Decatur, they will hire anybody with a good attitude.
Okay.
I'm telling you this.
I
can say that with 100% confidence, that they will hire
okay.
anybody with a good attitude. Okay?
Okay.
So what you do is you say, actually what I would do is I would sort of sneak this, and I know this sounds... we're talking like girlfriends here. You go on
yeah.
TELUS International. You go on the internet. You look up TELUS International
uh-huh.
Las Vegas. You go on their website and you say to your husband, "Honey, this place is hiring. I'm going to put your
okay.
application in." So it's
okay.
not that sneaky. You're just making them do it. All right. So then you say,
okay.
"These people will hire anyone with a good attitude." Now
okay.
I want to tell you. The reason I know about this company is because I used to actually sponsor and host job fairs. Back when Vegas
okay.
was really in its slump, 2009, 2010, 2011,
mm-hmm.
I hosted these job fairs. I actually got the whole community together to do this. And TELUS International
mm-hmm.
was one of the companies that would always come to my job fairs. And they were always hiring. And they told me,
okay.
and this is a quote, "We will hire anybody with a good attitude."
Okay.
So you need to get your husband a job, because
yeah.
and granted, it's not going to be $30 an hour. But if he's making $10 or $12 an hour, that's helping you out to a level that we can't even begin to comprehend.
True.
Okay? So you do that, all
okay.
right? All right, baby. All right. Sending you a big hug.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, so let me go to, let me see, area code. Okay, I'm looking for this one other person because I had four people request, and I'm trying to do this in the order they requested. So hold on, I'm looking for this other phone number. You know, and she was so nice about it too. So, all right, well, heck with her. I'm going to go to, let me find the other one. Do-do-do. You know I don't sing, right? All right, there it is. I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. What's your question?
Good morning to you and your audience. Will I find a job and move back to New Jersey or Pennsylvania before May 1st?
Wow, you're pushing it, girl.
Because my lease runs out here, and the first Sunday in May, my grandson has his first Holy Communion. So when I fly back for that, I want to just stay back east. I don't want to have to come
okay,
back
well,
here.
So here's the – now. Oh, I have a question for you. Are you flying Southwest?
I have not made my reservations yet, so I don't
oh, okay.
know.
Okay, because I was going to tell you that if you made your reservation on Southwest and you made a round trip flight, you know, if you let them know far enough in advance that you can get a refund on that flight back, which I didn't find out myself till, you know, a couple years ago. So you can make the round trip reservation.
Well, I don't have that kind of money. I need the money up front so that I can be in.
Okay,
in
I'm just telling you a little tidbit, Sandy. I'm sorry, Cheryl. Sorry, just a little tidbit of fun information about Southwest, that they are the happiest airline I have ever worked with in 98% of the cases. No United Airlines crap going on with them. I'm just saying, okay? All right. So the answer to your question, ready?
Yes.
The answer to your question is the first thing I would do is I would ask your family if you can stay with them for a month. Anyone back east, ask if you can stay for 1 month.
I asked my sister, and she doesn't. She doesn't want to let me stay.
Okay, but you said you have more family and friends than just that one person, right?
Right. I reached out to my cousin whose father is there, and in that area that I want to move to. I haven't heard from her yet. She said she would try to get in touch with him or some people in the area that she knows.
Because what I'm getting, Cheryl, is that there is an invitation or a yes coming to you about a family member allowing you to stay for 1 month. And you specifically have to say, 1 month. May I stay with you for 1 month only? Okay? Now, the reason I say that is that what your sister, by the way, your sister's not the nicest person on the planet. Let's just start with that. But let me just tell you this. Part of the reason your sister said no is because you came across as too open-ended. So when you actually call and say, hey, I need a place to stay for 1 month. Can you help me out? You have to be very specific. 1 month, because your cards are talking about you can't stay here anymore. You've got to move. You hate it here. This has become a very painful place for you to be. So no matter what's going on, your spirit is saying, yeah, you got to move. Yeah, you got to do it. Okay? Now, what is very, very cool about your cards is you have a card here that's called the universe is trying to reward you. All right, the universe is trying to pay you back, all right? So there may be other people out there that owe you money or owe you a favor. Those would be the first people I would call. So if you have a friend or somebody that you did a good turn for, even if it was 10 years ago, you call them up and say, hey, it's me, Cheryl. I need a place to stay for 1 month. Can you help me out? Because you're more likely to get a job when you're there than when you're not there. Okay, so I don't think you'd have any issue at all finding a job within 1 month.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not sure about what job it will be, but the very first priority is for you to get a place to stay for 1 month. And I don't care where it is. It could even be one of those week-to-week rental places, you know, that like we have here in Vegas, but they'd probably be nicer back east. I'm just saying, you need to find a place to stay for 1 month. You need to make the commitment that you're moving. And that means that you might be doing some sort of a yard sale or getting rid of a bunch of the stuff you have now, and you go there with the bare minimum. You might not even take anything except your most valued possessions with you, and then you drive across the country and you're there, unless you want to actually sell your car too and get rid of that. Because what I'm getting is this, is it can't stay here anymore. And that your willingness to make it a total deal maker by you deciding, okay, I'm going to drive there. I'm going to sell everything that I want to sell. Because your cards are talking about you got to make the commitment to do it, and that by damn it, you're going to make it happen. But the very
Do you see it happening in New Jersey or Pennsylvania?
Okay, sweetie, you're now talking full session stuff with me. I'm just telling you what cards are telling you is that there's something that happens in the next 11 days that is a absolute sign that you need to go. And the sign that I'm picking up that that is that somebody lets you stay with them for 1 month. And that as soon as you have that invitation, then you say, great, I'm moving in I'm within the next 11 days, that piece of news. Now, it doesn't mean you sit in your apartment and don't make phone calls and wait for the UPS guy to bring this to you. You have to take action and ask for the favor. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So you call anyone that would be willing to allow you to stay there at their place for a month. You can even say, I can give you $300 to stay with you for a month. Now, here's the thing, is I'm just telling you that you've got to go with the assumption that the universe is trying to help you, not work against you. You've got to go with that assumption, that this is your rebirth day, right today. Today's the first day of the rest of your life, and you're going to make a phone call to somebody that's going to say, oh, of course, Cheryl, come stay with me. And when you stay with them, you're going to be the queen of the house cleaning. You're going to cook. You're going to be the best thing that ever happened to their 1 month visit with you being there. And then within that month that you're there, you're going to find a job. But you have to be there to get the job. And you, no matter what, you're moving there. You know you're moving there. So why not sooner than later? All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much, Mona.
All right.
See you later.
Bye. All right. So let me see. I'm going to go to break so I can find out the other calls that had specifically requested so nicely to be on the air with me. And I will be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, so I'm going to the gal, that area code 510. Let me get you on there. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona. It's Cindy.
Can you speak up, please?
Oh, hi, good morning. It's Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy. What's your question?
So my question is, my boyfriend and I, our love life in the bedroom has stopped. I want to know if it's going to get back to normal.
Okay, this is saying that he's worried about work. What's going on with his job?
Schedule now.
Okay. He is, it's not you. It's, okay, I'm going to be very stereotypical here. All right. Here's where I go stereotypical on you. All right. Men identify more with their career than women do. Women are way more global. We're looking at all the things, emotional, you know, physical, intellectual, career, family. We look at all these things, right? Men put their career first because it's their identity. So here's the thing, is that he doesn't particularly like his job. And the fact that they've changed his hours, it's not about you or how sexy or beautiful you are. It's he doesn't like what he's doing for work. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest you say to him is, first of all, I would not try to be flirty or sexy or anything right now. I would be his best friend.
Okay.
Because when you can get in his mind and get him to the feeling of being comfortable, then he will go back to initiating sex again. Because right now, he's just not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not. It's not you. He's not looking at other women. He's worried about work. So here, tell me what he does for work.
He works at a factory.
Okay. So he works at a factory, and he thought that he might have even been considered to be a supervisor or, you know, someone that would be a lead person, and then they just shoved him on a different shift.
Yeah.
His feelings are really hurt. I'm just telling you, he's pissed and hurt and disappointed and all of these things. So here's how you get him to start thinking confidently again. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is you start talking to him. First of all, do not dress sexy. Be his best friend. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try to have sex with him. And I'm going to give you a timeline for a month. Don't initiate.
Okay.
Be his friend. Give him a hug. Give him a kiss. Ask him about his day. And then sometime soon, I want, maybe even today when you guys have dinner later or whatever it is, I want you to say, you know, one of the reasons why I was so attracted to you is you take your responsibilities so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay. He's going to look at you at a whole different light when you say that to him. Because between you and me, Cindy, you've been a little needy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we go into focusing on him. And the way you do this is you say, you know, one of the reasons why I was attracted to you is because that you're a man of your word. You're responsible. That's so rare. So you tell him that. And then you say, honey, if money was not an issue, if you didn't have to work, what would you do to fill up your day? What do you, you know, and then you might know a few things he already likes to do for fun, but this is not a carefree guy. This is a serious guy.
Yes.
So, okay, so here's the thing, is that you've got to get him focused on getting outside of his monkey brain, because that's where he is right now. He's thinking too much about how pissed off he is and hurt he is about what happened at work. So the other thing you do is you ask him, you know, hey, what do you really want to do with your career? Because I'll tell you, when your guy is playing his A game, he's incredibly charming.
Yes, he is.
And you need to say that. You know, honey, when you're playing your A game, and it was one of the reasons I found you so fun, is that, you know, you're really charming when you want to be. And maybe, and then you get around to it, when he starts telling you about what's going on at work, then you say, well, you know, maybe that's, and I'm going to say it, maybe that's God's way of telling you you're not supposed to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because the universe does one of two things when you're supposed to change. You're either offered something so amazing that you have to leap after it, or you're made so uncomfortable that you have to initiate change. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
See you later. Okay, bye. Happy Easter. All right, so now I'm going to go to all the callers that have been on hold forever. I'm going to area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm moving from Georgia to Birmingham. And,
yay.
Yeah, and I'm reapplying to nursing school. I was accepted last year, but I couldn't go because I couldn't break my contract. And I'm also applying for a flexible job. So my question is, am I going to find a flexible job when I move so I can go to school as well?
Okay, so do you have your bachelor's degree in nursing already?
No, I do not. This is an accelerated master's in nursing program. So they accept you when you have a bachelor's in another subject already, and you become a nurse practitioner every month.
Okay, so would you be considered an RN?
I would be considered, yes, an RN, but and I have a master's. So I will be a nurse practitioner in 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. By the way, what's your master's degree in, Kimberly?
My master's degree is in science education.
Holy moly. You know, sweetheart, I'm just going to throw this at you. You could be hired in a New York minute by doing pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
Now, the reason I bring that up, because first of all, you have a master's degree, you have a science background, you are one of the brighter bulbs on the marquee, and I just want to tell you that if you really want to make some kick-butt money with a flexible schedule, is I would look around for pharmaceutical sales in your new area where you're moving to, because any large pharmaceutical company would also offer you tuition reimbursement so you can move forward and get your degree, your nursing degree, in addition to everything you're doing, which then they would mostly pay for.
Oh. Okay.
Now, here's the thing, is that you can get the other job. Matter of fact, they'd be absolutely thrilled and happy to hire you. But what I'm getting here is that, well, why not make more money on a schedule that you might only have to work 4 hours a day?
Okay.
Check that out. Because what I'm getting here is discipline is your best friend. So if the goal is for you to have another degree in nursing, right? If that's the goal, then you want to work for a company that allows you enough flexibility. So here's the thing. You get hired pharmaceutical sales. People meet you. They like you. That's part of your charm, right? Well, the first 3 months, you work your butt off. I mean, you're calling on people. You're working your butt off. And then you start getting orders, you start doing the work, well, then you can be much more relaxed on your actual attention to the job. Because as long as you're meeting your goals, they don't care if you work 1 hour a day or 8 hours a day. If you're meeting your goals, and you usually get to work from home. So there's like this huge flexibility.
Okay. Okay.
So I want you to check that out because, you know, you are one of the brighter bulbs on the marquee. You are. Okay? And it's saying here, because I'm looking at your cards, it's saying it's time for you to get serious about your own happiness. It's time for you to not be so much of a giver. It's time for you to not burn the candle at both ends to have what you want. And this move is going to be awesome for you. So as soon as you told me you were moving, I'm like, yay, because it's saying that there will be more than one job offer, that once you start applying, you're going to make a choice. So if you can make, say, a $70,000 or $80,000 base salary by being a pharmaceutical rep and you get commission on top of that, now you're talking of making, you know, $120,000, $150,000 a year for working 4 hours a day.
Wow.
And
wow.
Tuition reimbursement. I'm just telling you, I here's the thing, when people meet you, they like you. And the fact you already have the education, people love you. I've never met you in person, but I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, but start looking for pharmaceutical. Look on Indeed.com. Look on LinkedIn. Get your LinkedIn profile all, you know, happy and fabulous, and look for jobs, pharmaceutical rep. Because you have a science background and your master's degree, they would hire you in a New York minute.
Okay.
And then when you get the job, email me and let me know how fabulous you got the job. Because I'm telling you, that's right around the corner for you.
Okay. I will do it.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi there. Happy Easter, first of all. My name
Why,
is Sharon.
Thank you. Hi, Sharon.
Welcome.
What's your question?
Hi. Tomorrow in the morning, I have an interview. How do you see that going? Please. Sorry.
Well, I'm happy that you got through. For some weird reason, I have a bunch of calls today, which is really funny because some Easters I do this program and I'm fishing for phone calls, but not today. Really happy you got through. And the reason I'm really happy you got through is that as I'm turning, not only do I have a gut feeling about this, but when I turned the cards over, they validated my gut feeling that this job would release you out of a feeling of being trapped.
Thank you.
Because whatever you're doing now is certainly not validating what your potential is. And
oh, absolutely.
They have pigeonholed you at whatever you're doing now to limit you to just do whatever this one little thing is. And I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, you may be a diamond, but if you only get to show one sparkly facet, you don't get to live your full brilliance.
That's a good
right?
point. This job is half remoting at home, and then I'd be out in the field the other half, which is new for me. That will be new for me, but it's decent money and benefits, and I have skills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
His name's
Jim.
Well,
I want to tell you, the very first card you have in your reading is the most successful card in any tarot deck, and it's a card called the World. All right?
Okay. Oh.
For you, in my deck, I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And the Osho Zen tarot deck, the name of this card is called Completion. It is the final puzzle piece being placed at the third eye. All right? So
okay.
It means that there's this final completion of this is exactly the kind of job that would be mutually beneficial. All right? Now, here's your secret for making this interview go amazing tomorrow. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The secret is you step into your magnetic receptive side. Because we know that your masculine side is fully developed, your dynamic side.
Okay.
All right? But what I want you to do is I want to make sure that when you're being interviewed, that you wait for the person to completely finish their sentence or their description. Because, I don't know if you've been listening to the program since I started on the air, but one of my callers would not let me finish a sentence. And when I don't get to finish a sentence, then I lose my train of thought, right? So what happens is what I want you to do is I want you to be the person that is incredibly, like you're doing with me right now, that you're incredibly patient and relaxed and that you wait for the person to finish and you take a deep breath and you answer the question. The other thing is I want you to come up with the perfect response to these questions. The first one is, tell me about yourself, which is that I hate that question.
I know.
But I have the perfect answer for it. Are you ready?
Tell me.
Okay. So what you say is, when they say, so, Sharon, tell me about yourself. Say, well, I'm a marvelous cook. And I especially make these cookies that are awesome. And when I first made the cookies, because I got the recipe online, when I first made the cookies, I made them exactly like the recipe. And then, and they came out really good, but then I thought, you know what? If I add just a little tiny bit of lemon extract, if I do blah, 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 then I'm going to make them my cookies. They're going to be my famous cookies. So I make these cookies now that are a variation of the original recipe. But whenever I do any new recipe, I follow it exactly the way it's written. And I have a reputation of being a marvelous baker. That's how you tell them about yourself. Because what that translates to is, this is a woman that learns exactly the way we like to have things done. And then she adds her element to make it unique to her. But she still gets it done. See how that translates?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first question. The second question is, why do you want to leave your current job? So here's the perfect answer to that. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
You know, so here's the perfect answer to that job. Say, well, I've been at the job for blah, blah, blah. And though I enjoy it and I could probably be there till I retired, it is, I don't see any growth potential. And I really wasn't looking that hard because I do like where I work and I've got some great people I'm working. But then when I saw your job and I thought, wow, this could be an amazing next career step. So you don't really trash the other company so much. You say, well, you know, I could, you know, I like the people I work with. I could be there forever. But my job has sort of become automatic to me.
Okay.
And then you say, and then I saw your job. And I went, oh, wow, that would be awesome. Okay? So that's, that's the second hard question. The third hard question is, what are you expecting to make? Now, if you already know what the salary is, say,
I do.
Then you probably don't need, that question will probably not be presented to you. Okay?
I do know.
So if you already know what that is, we're okay.
The range.
But that would be that would
be,
you know, if it's a range and they say, well, you know, the range on the salary is between 72 and 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, all right, well, I'm in the ballpark there. You know, that's what I was expecting. And so then they're going to ask you how much you make at this job. Now, here's the thing is that you really can say that you make a whatever amount plus bonus.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay. So you don't really have to name the bonus. You can just say, well, it varies, you know. But my making around, you know, 80 to 100,000 a year puts me in the right range. You
okay.
See? Okay. But this is saying if you relax into being incredibly receptive, and by the way, the color blue is coming up all over your cards. So if you have a bright blue blazer or blouse, I would wear that color.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Shoot me an email after the interview tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All
Happy Easter again.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Break a leg. Bye. All right. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 617. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Annette. How are you?
Hi, Annette. What's your question?
I just want to know, what do you see coming forth for me in love? Or whatever the angels have to say.
All right. Okay, so when someone has a natural intuitive gift like you do, what happens is that you tend to see beyond what people are presenting to you, all right?
Yes.
And you tend to read between the lines, and you tend to take a lot of things very personally, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So having said all of that, it makes it kind of difficult sometimes when you do meet someone that could be a potential love partner,
mm-hmm.
for you to just relax into the process of getting to know somebody, all right?
Yes.
So as I'm looking at your cards, you've been doing it the hard way.
Mm.
You've been
yes.
trying to find love the hard way, and I don't mean that in a naughty way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I mean that, okay, yeah, that was supposed to make you funny, all right. Some people get me. I'm just saying. Okay, what it's saying is that anything you can do that allows
mm-hmm.
you to be around the kind of people that you could have a relationship with in a
mm-hmm.
learning environment would be the best
yes.
way for you to meet somebody.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing here is that if you were to take CPR classes at the Red Cross or OSHA or something like that, if you were to take wine tasting instruction or maybe learning how to present publicly, because anything you can do to hone any personal or professional skill is more likely the way for you to meet somebody. Because
okay.
if you're in a classroom environment and you all have to participate together to do something, you're more likely to develop friendships. And it's saying that what you're missing is the friendship part of the love relationship.
Mm.
And that it has to start from being a friend first, which means
yes.
we postpone any kind of sex, no poking,
yeah.
for a
mm-hmm.
good 6 weeks to 2 months after we meet someone we like.
Yes.
Because
yes.
because here's the thing, is that once the sex happens, and this is, again, I'm being stereotypical here, but once the sex happens, once there's poking going on, then
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's the only activity you end up doing with that person.
That's true.
Especially if it is initiated too soon. So
that's true. Yes.
There's a lovely
yes.
comedy romance movie out there that actually addresses this, and it's
mm-hmm.
with Renee Zellweger, and it's called Down with Love.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that she basically sets everything up so that she has to date this guy for lots and lots of dates with no sex.
Okay.
And he gets to know
Makes
her
sense.
Without that element. Now, it doesn't mean there's not an attraction there. It doesn't mean you can't check out the assets. But what I'm trying to tell you is, I'm serious. No poking. No
yes.
poking. Because
yeah.
the thing is that when
True.
We women have sex with a man
mm.
and he
Changes
comes
everything.
Into us, all right,
yeah.
we're absorbing
yeah.
his energy.
Yeah.
And this is especially
yeah.
especially intense for you or
yeah.
anyone with a higher evolved intuitive
yeah.
ability, because you're absorbing that energy. You're accepting
Absolutely.
That energy. So when I tell a woman, no poking,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
saying it on a bigger spiritual level than I'm
yes.
saying, you know, from a enjoyable
mm-hmm.
level. That
you,
that
so
you want to...
Right on.
Okay.
Because this is exactly
there...
what's happening now.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, is that it when you can step back and
mm-hmm.
be somebody's best friend.
Yeah.
I have, you know,
yes.
it's funny because it's like I don't even pick up a sexual vibe from a guy unless it's so obvious that
mm-hmm.
it's almost obnoxious. And if it's that obvious, I don't want to be around that person.
Oh,
seriously,
my God.
I'm oblivious to that because I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
looking at that in them.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for the
That's
sexual
true.
Attraction. Now,
That's
I've been married
true.
To a fabulous guy for
mm-hmm.
many years, but
mm-hmm.
I still get guys flirting with me, and,
mm-hmm.
and I don't check into that energy.
That's true.
And if,
oh my
if
God,
they
that's
make
true.
It really... Right, but if they make it really obnoxious, then I don't want to
mm-hmm.
be around them
yeah.
because that's
yeah.
so one-dimensional. The sex
mm-hmm.
is the easiest part of the relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because
that's
real
where intimacy,
I'm at now.
Okay, so real intimacy has nothing to do with sex.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay, So this is what's going on with you, is that you go into some sort of classroom setting, you sign up for a bowling league, you decide to take Toastmasters so you can present publicly and be fabulous. All of these things you want to do because it hones you in skills that have nothing to do with the intimate side of love. And you've been skipping the friendship part and going right to the sex part, thinking you can develop the friendship part from the sex part. So we got to I want you to be a virgin. I want you to pretend to be a virgin.
Mona, I am. Okay. It's been 15 years. And
good girl.
I met someone. And I'm cool with it. I'm really cool with this. I'm like, this is pretty good. Because I had other things I wanted to do, and sex was not the main thing. I met someone, and we are getting to know each other. We've known each other, getting to know each other for about a year.
Right.
And no sex.
Good
no
girl.
Sex.
Now, here's how you.
Yes, but no sex.
Okay, but see, here's how you actually take it over to romance. This is how you take it to romance.
Okay.
Lots of experiences together. So you create a list of things that you'd like to do with him, like go to a baseball game. All right?
Okay.
Go to a festival coming up next month. Go to an art show. You come up with all these different things that you want to do with him, and you suggest it. Now, what happens is now he starts looking at those things to be affiliated with you.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things start reminding him of you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
I like that. Yes.
See the beauty of that?
Yes, I do.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
15 years.
It's all right. It's okay. It's like riding a bicycle. Yeah. You know, girls can say that more than guys can. Yeah, it's like riding a bicycle. Just saying. Okay. Because here's the thing is that when it gets to that, it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, I know.
Because it will be for all the right reasons.
Yes.
And
yes.
It will happen organically and naturally and fabulously. All right?
Yes. Yes.
But
thank you.
Don't take that he's a guy that likes to have his man time, but he's not thinking of you. Because I do not get that this guy, he's looking for someone that can be his life partner, and he's kissed a lot of toads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're not a toad, and he knows.
No.
You, which is why the fuse on this one's been so long.
Yes, and it's okay.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you, Mona. Love
right,
you.
Pal.
Love you, love you, love you.
You
already.
See you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go to this call, and I got to answer the question really fast. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
So, I don't know. I talked to you before. You seem like you're so good. I don't know.
What a nice thing to say. Thank you.
Well, happy Easter, too. You seem so good. So my question is, I was told I need an operation, and I'm getting a second opinion from the best in the country.
Absolutely,
you need
to get a second opinion.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
yeah,
you need
and
a
I
second
just,
opinion.
Yeah, I feel like they're like it's not right at this place, like they're not telling me the right thing at all. I feel like I needed to lose weight and do certain things, and I might not need the operation, like maybe down the line 3 to 5 years. I think I will eventually. Things
okay.
Wear out,
here's
but
wait. Here's the thing, is that, and I'm going to suggest something. First of all, you get the second opinion because what I tell you does not replace a physician. The second thing you do after you get the second opinion is you go to a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Now I want to tell you I'm going to plug Weight Watchers here, because I have a very very dear person to me that is 84 years old. That has just lost 20 pounds on the new Weight Watchers.
No, all I need, Mona, is 5 pounds. I'm not really overweight. It's 5 pounds. And it's that last 5 pounds that are the hardest.
I still want you to go to a nutritionist.
Okay.
Because that's how you're going to lose the last 5 pounds.
And they're going to tell me that in the second opinion, aren't they? That you need to lose the 5 pounds to get back to 135 or whatever.
Okay, so you only weigh 140?
Yeah, but like for me, like every pound is different for my insides. Like it's like
okay. Well, I understand that, but I want to tell you there are people that are listening to the program that are way way heavier than you that wish they only had 5 more pounds to lose. Just saying.
Yeah, but
okay,
it's the last five that are the hardest. You know, it's true.
Okay, that's
it's
why I want you to invest go have your second mm-hmm. opinion, and then go invest in a nutritionist. And I want to
okay.
tell you, if you cut out all the white food and drink distilled water and go to an alkaline, clean protein diet, you'd probably lose that in a couple weeks.
So basically, do you think that the second opinion is going to tell me I don't need the surgery now? It's like a very serious operation.
This is not saying, according to my cards, and again, I've got to stress this, what I tell you does not take the place of an actual medical professional.
No, I know.
But your cards are not saying, your cards are saying you won't need the surgery. And that
okay.
by you getting the second opinion, it's going to make you feel incredibly relieved.
Okay. Do you think this place is okay to stay at, though, just for regular treatment and then the best in the nation
well,
for the
I
other
thing? Well,
I think that
when you go to the second opinion place that's the best in the nation, you're going to probably want to
mm-hmm.
stick with them.
Yeah,
go,
like for this particular
for the
area.
Call.
God bless you.
Hi,
Happy Easter.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Okay. All right. See you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always awesome to talk to you guys, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or the Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas. Or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.